Welcome to the Elite BSC Podcast, where our entire focus is helping commercial janitorial contractors succeed. You want a growing company, a thriving team, and healthy profits, and we are here to help. My name is Jordan Tong. I'm the founder of Elite BSC, a company dedicated to helping janitorial companies grow and thrive. I also serve as CEO and one of the owners of France Building Services. France is a janitorial company employing nearly 600 people. Since 2007, we grew from 1.5 million to more than 20 million in annual revenue and built what I think is one of the best teams in the world. The goal of Elite BSC in this podcast is to give owners in the industry a vision of where their company can be and the information and tools to get there. I want to share what I have learned over the years to make this a reality for you. Hey, it's Jordan Tong here with the Elite BSC Podcast. So what I have for you today is something a little bit special. It's a little bit different than what you've been used to on the previous episodes. And it's an interview with a guy named Danny Frady. And so the person doing the interviewing is Jeff Carman, who is was VP of Sales and then Operations for our organization, France, and has helped us grow more than any other time period in the organization that we've had. And Jeff spends a majority of his time now with Elite BSC and working with other commercial janitorial contractors. And so Jeff's performing this interview with our guest, who is Danny Frady. And Danny is a small business owner in Kansas City. His mom started the business or founded the business. I think he was involved in the founding or startup. And Danny's been a member of our group for a few years now and has come to a couple of our live in-person workshops. And he's become a friend, and I admire their company culture. I admire what they're doing. I admire their mission. And he's just a special guy. So if you look for a reason to join the Elite BSC group, one of the reasons would be to get to know Danny. Danny's an awesome guy, and we're fortunate that he's part of our tribe. So You'll hear a little bit about the story of his company, and then along with some other questions. And sometimes it can just be helpful to hear the perspective of somebody else that's in the trenches, doing what you're doing and trying to figure out how to do that better. And so I think this interview will serve you well. If you want more resources, we do have our YouTube channel. If you go to leadbsc.com and you go on the resources tab, you'll see links to the podcast and YouTube channel and blogs and articles and that sort of thing. So if you want more resources like this, feel free to head over there. And without any further ado, here is the interview between Jeff Carman and Danny Frady.
Well, hey, Elite BSCs, this is Jeff Carman. I hope you're doing well. I've got a real special guest with us today, Danny Frady with Beyond Cleaning. And Danny's been to a number of our workshops, and I've just gotten to know him over various telephone calls and interacting. He's a fantastic guy. And I think you're really going to enjoy learning about his company and him as a person. So Danny, welcome. We really appreciate you being here today.
Hey, I love it. I appreciate the opportunity. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah. So we'll kind of kick it off this way. I like to kick these off by just kind of doing a little bit of a speed round, if you will, of questions. Sure. Just so that anybody listening here can find out a little bit more about your company. And so let's start with, where is your headquarters and kind of what's your geographic footprint for service?
Yeah, so we're in Overland Park, Kansas, and we tackle the KC metro area. We're mostly on the Kansas side. If you're familiar with it, Johnson County is the biggest county here on the Kansas side. And so we do branch out onto the Missouri side. But yeah, so anything really in the KC metro area, we're open to, and we're going after. That's sort of where our customers are at, yeah.
And that's from a population standpoint, that's a bunch of people that live in that area. Is that right?
Yeah, like 1.8 in the greater Kansas City metro, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So tell us a little bit about what types of customers, talking of segments or verticals that you guys currently
have. Sure. So dealerships is a big one for us. Churches is another one, and commercial offices. So those are probably the big three, and multifamily complexes. And we're slowly branching out into schools and starting to do schools, but dealerships, churches, commercial offices, and multifamily complexes.
Very good. Very good. From an annual revenue standpoint, what kind of range are you guys in?
So we're in the 500 to a million and, okay. and hoping to be at a million within 18 months. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Very good. Getting close. Working on plans to get there. Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Let's talk about number of people that work for you and let's kind of break it down in terms of, you know, leadership and then field leaders and then cleaners.
Okay. So senior leadership, we have one, mm-hmm. it's myself, although I have a co-founder, but that she's really in the field as a field manager. And so those are the two areas we're trying to grow in and get another senior leadership and then also another field manager right now. And then we have 14 cleaners that are cleaning for us on a daily basis right now.
And do you use any, are all of those cleaners work for your company or those 1099 type employees?
Yeah, so that's a great question because it's funny you say that or ask that because for the longest time, it's always been W-2 employees or team members. And then just recently, just because at a sheer desperation, we were having an issue with an account that was sort of just at the border of our market. And it just was easier to subcontract that out. And so with the exception of one, everybody's W-2 on our staff.
Yeah, and I might mention too that the field leader that you were talking about, the co-founder, is related to you.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's my mom. We started it together.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So last thing kind of in about your company, kind of share with us maybe the types of software that you're using for accounting and inspections and CRM and all those kinds of things. What are you using?
Yeah. So mainly, it's QBO for all of our accounting and then Gusta for payroll. We use CleanSmart for all of our workforce management, clocking in and out, all that stuff. And then Monday.com plays a big role as well from CRM and then just other field management things that we use Monday.com for. And then Microsoft Office and then Canva for business development and sales.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you pleased with Monday.com? Has that been a good tool for you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the different changes that we can do and how versatile it is. And so we use it for a lot of different really departments, both sales and operations and even human resources. And so we love that component of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. So that tells a little bit about your, you know, kind of what, just sort of a snapshot of your company. So let's shift now. And what I'd like for you to do is just share a little bit about the story of how your company came into existence and just how you got into the business and leading us up to today.
Yeah. So for us, we've been running, we're in our fifth year right now. And the way it started, my mom, we came from Peru, came to the States in 98, and she's been cleaning houses on her own, not really a company, more of just, you know, so self or solo entrepreneur, sole proprietorship type deal. And I said, I was living in Colorado at the time, and I go, hey, let me help you market this thing. Let's put a name to it. Let's sort of grow this. And at the time, so we were having that conversation. And at the time, I was reading a book just about sort of life vision and what we ought to do or what we should do. And that was through a sort of a faith-based lens. And then another component that sort of brought everything together was also I have four siblings. We're five. I'm one of five. Single mother. Dad passed away when I was three. So we grew up with single family or single parent family. And so there was sort of, I was helping my mom and I was reading this book and I go, man, I just want to help people that are marginalized, overlooked, hardly respected. And then thinking about my own history and my family upbringing, going, man, it'd be sweet to help single mothers and create some resources and provide some things for them. And I'm having this conversation with my mom about helping her. And so I go, hey, why don't we just start something and we can help people. We can help other single mothers. We can empower them, give them resources that they are probably not going to stumble upon on their own. And so we started talking. I was still living in Colorado about 6 months before I moved back. I incorporated the company from out there and we had gotten our first account while I was still in Colorado and my mom was cleaning a gym. And I go, yeah, do this and try this and we're going to buy this. And then I finally moved back to Kansas City and then we started running it together. And it's been fun. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of growing. So it's a family business, but my wife wants like zero to do with it. She like jumped in year two for like a month and goes, yep,
enough of that.
I'll take care of the kids. I'll run my own thing. And, so it's been my mom and I, and it's been fun to watch it grow. It's been fun to watch her grow. I would say it's fun to watch me grow, mate. Maybe my mom and my wife are say differently, but yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. And we've talked about this before, kind of in your name. It really, it's beyond just the cleaning. It's what you're doing to help the people who work for you. I think that's really cool.
And that was good you mentioned that. That was a little neat thing that I remember. We go, all right, mom, so we got to name this thing something. Yeah. And it was like, she knew, right? She goes, Beyond Cleaning. I go, okay, where did that come from? She goes, I just always wanted to do that. I feel like that's what my life's about. I go, great. Yeah. Beyond Cleaning it is. And so,
And so I get, if you were to think about your workforce that you work for, that's working for you now, do you have a number of single mothers and people? Is that part of your workforce now?
It is. And then it's also just helping the Latin community here. We have a lot of people that are Spanish speaking and trying to navigate different things from helping family members come to the States. So we help navigate that. Wow. I've met with city leaders on behalf of some of our staff. We've housed some of our staff at different That's points. Cool. And so it's just been, it's unique, and you never know what's going to come at you, and you go, all right, can we do it? Yeah, we can do it. Let's do it. Let's help. And so it's been fun, and it's been hard and learning, and we're building some really strong relationships with our team. So that's been good.
Yeah. It's really using your business in a lot of ways as a ministry, which is really neat.
Oh, so, for sure.
So let's segue to this. And I just want to kind of give folks a feel for what other companies are doing out there. We all have things that we're kind of working on that are in the hopper, projects, opportunities. Kind of share with us maybe challenges that you're having or opportunities that you're having, just kind of what's going on, the things you're looking over for the next 12 to 18 months at your all's company.
Yeah. So we've got a few things. A big one that we're really working through and working together, and we're sensing the need. I think the need has always been there, but now the company itself and the work is calling for this. I've always sort of ran everything else in terms of accounting, HR, sales, business development, and my mom's been sort of operations, and I've always sort of been the administrative side of the operations, and I'll communicate with our clients, and we are coming to a point where I just really need to be outside of that, and we've probably been there for a little bit, but now it's becoming a stronger demand from the organization for me to really step out of the operations role 100%. So if I go sell an account, I go, here's the account, operations leader, you take it, you run with it. And I essentially don't touch it other than reporting weekly or monthly. Yeah. And so that's a big piece that we're working through and hoping to be there by the beginning of quarter three. And then another one would be a revenue goal of being at 1 million within 18 months. And then also breaking into the financial segment. And so specifically banks and credit unions. So those are the three things that we're sort of looking to this year. I mean, there's many others, but sort of the big blocks that we're wanting to accomplish and overcome.
Yeah. And the banks and credit unions kind of play into your kind of the mission of your company. Cause that's a lot of people that need maybe a little extra income, a second income, that evening shift.
Oh, sure.
3 to 4 hours a night is really a good.
Yes. Night. Right.
Yeah, very good. Well, that sounds, you know, I think a lot of us are all kind of, you know, maybe we're different sizes, but a lot of the issues or a lot of things that you're working on are the same things that we're working on even at France is how do we create an operations machine, if you will? How do we create something so that every customer is not like a new customer, that it becomes, you know, kind of you can bring a customer on, get them up to speed. Kind of similar thing. So I always want to wrap up a little bit with just I want to let everybody kind of know a little bit about you personally, kind of tell your story outside of work when you're not working. What do you guys do?
Yeah. For me, I love playing pickleball and I just love being outdoors in general. I have a 4-year-old and we have a 4-month-old. And so any chance that we can get outside, whether it's camping or just get away, you know, just the four of us. We just love doing that. So it's parks, hanging out with the family, and I'm sure like many others, this business pulls us away so much. And so just any chance that I get to hang out with the family. And it's funny, my son, we had him in soccer last year, and we go, hey, are you ready for soccer this year? And he goes, no, I just want to play pickleball. And you know, and my wife's like, sure, that's, of course you randomly just want to play pickleball. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. We'll just play pickleball.
Sure. So
I'll be coaching him, whatever that means,
yeah.
My 4-year-old on pickleball and getting him going with paddle sports. So
yeah,
it'll be
that's
fun.
That's cool. And that's a great sport that I you play with your kids the rest of your life, honestly.
Yeah.
It's it's interesting. Pickleball here in Owensboro, all of my friends. So I'm almost 60. So most of our friends here, I'd say between 55 and say 65. And the bulk of them play pickleball. And almost all of them have had an orthopedic injury. So there's probably, when you get to 55, you probably need to scale it back a little bit.
Yeah, the intensity of it, for sure.
Yeah,
but it
yeah.
gets the juices flowing, so you just want to kind of go at it. No, I get it.
Yeah. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on. And as always, it's always great to talk to you. I think you can see the heart that Danny and his mom have for helping people out. And I think that's pretty special to have in our industry. So we're thankful to have you in our industry and have you as part of the group. And look forward to seeing you some more down the road.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate what you guys do.
All right. See you, Danny. Bye.
Bye.
If you found the information in this podcast helpful, please like and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're using. If you would like more resources or help to grow your cleaning company, head over to elitebsc.com. We have loads of articles, videos, free tools, coaching options, and a lot more. If your company is greater than $500K in revenue and you want to take your learning experience to the next level, check out our mastermind group. You can learn more about that at elitebsc.com/mastermind.